Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is your host, Sherry Miter, and I am so excited to continue our series on the Clifton Strengths 34. And today, my guest is Jessica Rosario, and she's going to be talking about her responsibility theme today. So welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thank you so much for having me, Sherry. It's my honor to be here.
All right. And I know that this, we were just chatting before I hit the record button, that I love most of the guests who have done the Clifton Strengths 34 a while back. This has caused them to review their strengths and remember how awesome they really are. So I'm excited to talk about this. And knowing you, I know that you are definitely, like, your picture should be next to responsibility on the Clifton Strengths 34. So I know this is going to be a great conversation. So as we jump in here, I'm going to read the official Clifton Strengths description of responsibility, and then we'll talk about how it shows up in your life and what really resonates with you. So according to the Clifton Strengths definition, it's people with strong responsibility talents take psychological ownership of anything they commit to, whether it is large or small, and they feel emotionally bound to follow it through to completion. They keep their promises and honor their commitments. They don't let people down, and they work very hard to fulfill all of their responsibilities and keep their word. People exceptionally talented in the responsibility theme take psychological ownership of what they say they will do. They are committed to stable values such as honesty and loyalty. So when you hear all of that, how does that resonate with who you are, Jessica?
Oh my gosh, so much, so much. I think for me, the most important is that I get so wrapped up psychologically and emotionally to a specific task or whatever it is that I've committed to do that I sometimes feel like I can't move forward without getting that done because I'm so attached to the execution. And I know we'll talk a little bit about this, but out of my five strengths, three of them fall in the executing category, which I, you know, it's been a while since I reviewed the book. I knew what my strengths were because I had them written down, but to be able to go back and refresh my memory and see exactly where they fall, it, you know, where I am today, because I took this probably definitely over 5 years ago. It just reminded me of, yeah, that's exactly who I am. As I was reading through, that's exactly how I commit to delivering results. So it was very eye-opening and very assuring for me as well.
Oh, that's great. And my cat is climbing on my desk. So yes, and that actually brings me up. So your top five, Jessica's top five, are responsibility, which is an executing domain, belief, which is an executing domain, connectedness, which is relationship building, relator, which is also relationship building, and then arranger, which is an executing domain. So yes, you definitely lead very heavy in executing. And when you really understand that, how does that make you feel?
Great, because it kind of gives me a balance I have a little bit of everything, right? But when it comes to executing, which is funny because I tend to grab sometimes more projects than I can handle, that I know that I have to follow it through completion. I know that I'm committed to the person. I know I'm committed to the task, and I can't move forward without absolutely getting it done. The relationship building side of it, that's just who I am. I tend to be, a lot of people used to think that I was that I was high in influential skills. And I thought so as well, until I started taking some of these assessments and it's more relationship building. I'm definitely not the high influencer or feel like I'm constantly taking charge or constantly speaking up. I'm more of a relationship builder, you know, that harmonious connectedness, you know, that I so much desire when it comes to working in teams or leading a team. And so.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about what you do and how the responsibility definitely does show up in your careers, I will say, because mm-hmm. you have a couple mm-hmm. things you're into. So share yeah. a little bit about what you do as a career or a job.
Absolutely. So I love what I do. I am a business productivity coach. I worked in the corporate world for 25 years in banking. And in my last, I would say about my last 10 years when I was in banking, I was promoted in several leadership positions. And I came to a realization that I was passionate about working with people, leading people, developing them, helping them get promoted, building their leadership skills. And when I kind of reached my peak in that leadership role, then I started taking a big focus on entrepreneurship. So a lot of clients that were coming in looking to either start a business or grow a business, they were always seeking help. And I didn't know everything, right? I didn't have all the resources, but I was highly resourceful. So I was always doing research for them and guiding them and teaching them. And that led me into developing a passion for business coaching. So in that process, I launched my own business very much as a side hustle. And one day my husband came home and said, you know, I think we should start a commercial cleaning business. And I looked at him and I said, well, I don't know how to build a commercial. I don't know how to run a commercial cleaning business, but I certainly know how to start one. And that's exactly what we did. So we took some of my business skills and in building a business, and we launched our company, and we quickly hit six figures. So he was able to walk away from his job. And I was like, oh, I absolutely love this. So I love the strategy side of it, building the business from scratch. And what I love most, and that's kind of like the path that I've been taking in for the past year and a half or so, is the productivity and organization side of it. Because as entrepreneurs, a lot of times we want to start a business, we don't know where to start, or we get highly overwhelmed with noise. A lot of things are being thrown at us. We want to learn it all. We're watching what everybody else is doing, and we want to add all these skills, right? But my focus is more on execution. Let's drill down to the goals. Let's create small action steps, and then let's, you know, so that we can reach our goals, but in a more bite-sized manner, sort of. So those are mainly the two things that I do. So I am running with my husband our commercial cleaning business, and then of course, you know, continue to do business coaching on my end.
Great. I love all that. And so much so the responsibility shining in there, because as somebody with high responsibility, you are that someone that people can trust to get things done. So it obviously showed up when you were working in the banking industry, and now shows up helping your husband and then also running mm-hmm. your own business, that when you commit to something, you're going to follow through. Exactly. How has your responsibility talent helped you to be able to actually follow through on things? Like, how do you feel like it does show up when you are committing to a task? Mm-hmm. And kind of what's your brain, like the brain process? I'm always intrigued by like, what are people thinking when they're like, okay, I'm committed to this. How do you plan things out? I don't know if that question mm-hmm. made sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, because it's what I do every single week. As a person with a high level of responsibility, I tend to take a look at what my week needs and I create a brain dump. I do this on a weekly basis. This week, I normally do it on a Monday morning or Sunday. And I actually did for the next 2 weeks, I did it yesterday, which was a huge accomplishment for me. That felt really good because there's been a lot of virtual events going on that kind of had me put some things in the back burner. And then I realized yesterday I had some downtime. I said, well, if I have the free time now, let me just plan 2 weeks ahead instead of planning 1 week when it comes to my schedule. So it shows up in a way that I brain dump on a weekly basis to see what absolutely has to get done. I am constantly following up with my clients. I have it as a task on my calendar on a weekly basis. And one of the things that I started to do recently is that instead of just following up with an email, I'm following up with a video. So just doing something short, doesn't have to be crazy, 20 minutes, I mean, not 20 minutes, 20 seconds where I go in and just say, hey, just checking in, wanted to see if you had any questions or, you know, if it's a current client and, you know, I'm expecting them to send me some deliverables, then usually I just send them a quick note. It's more personalized. And it gets them, it actually gets them to follow up, almost like more committed to follow up than to just reply by email. So that's one of the things that I started to see recently, but that's the way I feel that it shows up most. It's in my follow-up skills. It's on giving you touch points that if I told you that I'm going to work on something that's going to be delivered by Friday, by Wednesday, I'm letting you know, hey, I'm still working on it. These are some things that I've already done. And, you know, to just constantly do that touch base or touch points throughout.
I love all that. And can you explain, because I know you and I have talked a lot about brain dumping, but just kind of explain a little bit more for somebody listening that's like, what is that? What is the brain dump?
I absolutely love to brain dump. Brain dumping is, and I highly recommend all my clients to do this. When you take all of your ideas and all of your thoughts out of your head and put it on paper, some people put it on their iPhone, some people put it on their board, you know, whatever that process is for you, they can use whatever that process is. For me, I take it out of my head. I put it on paper. There, I do use a Trello board for project management. So there may be times that I'll dump it in a Trello board as my ideas. Some of that brain dumping at times doesn't require execution right away. It might require research later on, or it might require me to delegate something or to follow up with someone. But I try to get it all out at once. If you need to put a timer, which I have done that, you can, you know, do 10 minute timer based on how much you want to write, and then just get it all out of your head in one spot. Because once you get it all out, then it's easier for you to organize it and allocate it in the, you know, allocate the amount of time and in the bucket that it needs to be allocated in. A lot of times, I don't know you, Sherry, but I think a lot when I'm driving. I tend to think a lot if I'm in the shower, yep. Or, you know, when I'm doing something is when these ideas come up, right? And I can't do anything with them because I'm in the middle of something. So I try to always have either a dry erase board nearby or post-it note or something so that when I'm ready to do all my brain dump, I could just kind of jot it down and just get it all in one spot.
I love that. And it's funny because executing for me does not show up until number 10. I lead with influencing. I'm very high on influencing. Mm-hmm. But it was very funny when I really started diving into this at the first workshop I attended back in, would have been August 2019, a full day, like real, let's dive into this strengths workshop. Mm-hmm. I was aware of, you know, strengths for a while and I looked at the strengths, but it wasn't until that workshop that I realized that, oh, this explains so much of why I am an ideas person, but I don't always follow through. So I love surrounding myself with people like you who are high on executing because it helps me learn these tasks that, okay, this is what I really need to do. This is how I need to get some stuff done and actually pull mm-hmm. from some of my other strengths to make sure that I do execute on things. So of course, every theme, every strength has the blind side, has the barriers mm-hmm. that we need to be aware of. And for the responsibility theme, it's that they do tend to micromanage projects. And they don't always give others a chance to take the lead. Do you ever feel like those show up in your life? And how do you manage those, Jessica?
They do. And I will tell you, so I took this assessment a while ago, right? And if you would have asked me that question when I took the assessment, in fact, it was May of 2015 to be exact. So when I took the assessment, I probably would have said to you, I didn't know how to delegate. I kind of took it all in, didn't ask for help. I assimilated asking for help with pride and not being able to get it done, right? What will people think of me? But I will tell you that that's not the case anymore. In fact, I was thinking this morning, should I retake this test? Even though I've done this profile multiple times and it always comes up the same. I've learned to delegate now. I've learned that there are certain things that I have to give up. And I will tell you, one of those things for me is tech. As you know, technology is a big deal in building an online business. Online or not, you know, because with our commercial cleaning business, we have to do a lot of online things, right? And what I found myself was wasting a lot of time in doing things that I have no business in doing. Just hire somebody. And, you know, I know sometimes we look at the cost effectiveness, but the cost of time versus what it will cost somebody else to do it, that it will take a whole lot less time than what you're doing, is just so much better, because you're able to just release it, free yourself, walk away and do some of the income producing activities that you actually love to do rather than being soaked into this one task. And that's something that, you know, it still continues to pop up here and there, but after I try it for a little bit, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to get anywhere with this. Let me just delegate it. Let me find somebody that can help with it. So that, I would say that will be one of the biggest things that it shows up, and sometimes not having the full confidence that person that you're delegating it to is going to do the task the way you want it to be done. So I would say it depends on the level of importance too.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely see that with responsibility. I think a lot of times people with responsibility are scared not to admit they can't take on more, because like you said, the pride, but it's also they look at it sometimes as a sign of weakness, mm-hmm. where, like you just said beautifully, that actually knowing when to delegate is actually a strong, that's being strong and knowing that this is better for everybody, mm-hmm. as a whole, that I need to delegate here. Mm-hmm. How do you keep yourself though from, once you do delegate, mm-hmm. do you have tips for those that are like, okay, I'm going to delegate this, but yet they tend to micromanage or they're checking mm-hmm. on everything? Was that something you had to work through, and any tips for that? Because I think I see that a lot with people with responsibility and other strengths as well, that it shows up that way.
Yeah, I would say, first of all, having clear expectations. So when you delegate to someone, I'll just give you myself as an example. I'm very much about following up, right? If I gave you a task and you said you were going to complete it by Friday, but you'll check in with me during the week just to make sure that you're moving in the right direction, right? That's just an example. And Friday comes, you never checked in with me during the week, so I'm assuming that it's all good. So sometimes that creates a level of anxiety on my part, because that the other thing that's important is that I have suffered from anxiety, and it flared up in the middle of the pandemic. So learning how to deal with those inner conflicts has been really important to me in order to be able to delegate effectively. But that anxiety starts to creep in, feeling like, okay, well, she never responded to me. She never asked me any questions. She didn't reach out during the week. So that better be delivered on Friday by 12 o'clock when she said that I was going to have it on my lap, not ask me questions on Friday. You know, like I expect it to be done on that day. So I would say that has been one of the things for me is learning to sort of let go, right? And trust that the person is doing what they said they were going to do. And that if they had questions, they would have asked me already. And if they didn't, then I expect the results to be delivered on that day. The crushing side of that is when I feel like maybe I should have been the one to follow up, even though the other person said they would. If I didn't follow up and I should have, and then the Friday comes and the task is not completed because they needed more information. So then I start to feel like, well, is there something that you were missing from me? What could I have done differently, right? Because again, high level of responsibility, commitment to loyalty and to get it done for me is like, oh, you know, where did I fail? I'll be the first one to look at myself in the mirror. What didn't I provide? Why didn't they complete it? Was it something that I perhaps missed and didn't deliver? So.
Spoken like somebody with responsibility in their top five. So, exactly. But basically what I'm hearing is it's having clear communication, having clear structure, clear communication, touch points where you can check in so that you kind of feel like, okay, things are happening. I was also, as I was listening to you, I was thinking it would almost be good for somebody with high responsibility or at any point, if we're delegating things, find somebody else with high responsibility, but yet they're good at other tasks that we may not want to do. Because then we know we can trust them to get stuff done because they have high responsibility. Yep. So that might be something to look for. Have anybody you're delegating to take the strengths assessment.
I know. And it's funny that you're saying that because as our business is growing, we're looking at adding other positions and, you know, StrengthsFinder has been so eye-opening that I literally made my husband take it. I was like, you have to take this book. It is short. I just need you to take the assessment and I want to know what your top five are. When he took it and we were able to discuss, you know, well, this makes sense that this is the reason why I'm like this, or this is the reason why I come across a certain way, or, you know, what kind of things can we work on together? Because building a business as a couple, that's tough. You know, building a business alone is tough, but as a couple, it's super tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thinking back, I would have loved to have had this when we owned our chimney cleaning business. It would have been great to know. I mean, we kind of figured it out, but this would have just made it quicker and easier to figure out who should be doing what and why, and at what point do we need to have a good conversation? Who needs to take the lead in that conversation based on what we're talking about? Yeah. So definitely. And I'm excited that Alex took it because he's going to be one of our guests to talk about. He's doing deliberative. So that's going to be deliberative.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. He was reading more about it yesterday too. So
oh, good.
He's looking forward to it.
So just leaving with a couple of tips here for somebody with responsibility is one, remind yourself to say no, that sometimes it's just better just to not commit to anything because once you commit, your responsibility is going to kick in and you're going to feel like you have to complete the task. So it's learning, you know, reminding yourself that sometimes you just have to say no. And it's not in here, but I always loved, and let me see if I can say this right, that saying, I can't remember how it goes, but something about saying no, even if you're saying yes to something, you're always saying no to something else.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
So, because a lot of people, I don't like to say no, but it's your yes means no to something. So it doesn't matter. You're always saying no.
And usually when you say yes, it means no to something that might be even more impactful in what you're doing. Yeah. So I always say no gently.
Yes.
No, not this time, but this is what I can do, or this is what I can offer. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Cause normally when we're saying yes to something that maybe we don't even really want to do, the no is usually somebody we're saying no to somebody we really love. That was something my husband and I had to work through a lot because he tended to say yes. And I was the one ultimately was like, you know, when you said yes to that person, that was a no to me.
Yeah. That's so funny. That sounds like, were you in our car when we went away in December? Because it sounds like the same exact conversation. And I had to remind him the reason why we take time off is because we need a breather, right? We need to take a step back, and saying yes, when it impacts our time together, it makes the whole situation feel like, why did we take time off? Right.
Right.
Might as well just stay working.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. So much. So learning to say no. The other is, you will succeed when surrounded by others who take the responsibilities as seriously as you do. So it's good to surround yourself with other people with the high responsibility, because they get you. Mm-hmm. And they're going to enhance that to really make that strength. The other partnerships that are good to have for somebody with high responsibility is to find somebody with strong discipline or focus talents, because these people can help you stay on track and prevent you from becoming overloaded. Mm-hmm. So surround yourself with discipline and focus talents as well. So those make great partnerships. Anything else, Jess, that you would add on your responsibility?
No, I think you summarized it really well. The most important thing is that, you know, sometimes our willingness to constantly volunteer, even when we're not even asked, can sometimes, you know, hinder our time management, you know, our productivity. And like you said, you know, saying no to the people that we love or the things that we love to do. So I completely agree. So thank you.
Yeah. And saying that, like you said, that no gently, I think it was one or like just that, you know what, thank you so much for asking me to do this. I am truly honored that you felt you had confidence in me, but at this point in my life, I'm going to have to pass, but I appreciate you asking me.
Like that. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's beautiful and gentle, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That leaves everybody feeling like, oh yeah, they feel good. Mm-hmm. You feel good. And your loved ones feel good.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. So, well, thank you for being on here. And I know we are going to be talking also about your arranger, but thank you for sharing about your responsibility today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Hey friends, thanks as always for listening to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I really do appreciate your time and for you being here. And a few quick things before you do go. Number one, if you haven't yet, can you leave a review if you find these shows valuable? Reviews really do matter to iTunes and to others so that they know this episode or this podcast is worth taking the time to listen to out of the millions of podcasts out there. And you never know, I might just read your review on a future episode. Number two, make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you can be one of the first to know when a new episode downloads. And three, if you've been enjoying this series on the Clifton Strengths 34, this is a huge one. Can you take a screenshot? Post that picture on your Instagram or Facebook account. Make sure you tag me in it and let me know why you loved that episode and what you're enjoying about the series. And of course, if you've done the Clifton Strengths assessment, make sure to include your top five. And number four, and the last thing, if you take your assessment and you feel a little stuck and you're like, I don't even know what to do with this information right now, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm available on email and of course the DMs and Facebook and Instagram. And I would love to talk you through how to really tap into your talents so you can turn them into your superpowers and your strengths. Thanks again for listening to the show.